welcome to Turn the Light On with Pastor Kevin Radlin and friends. Turn the Light On is a topical study of the Bible and how these topics apply to everyday life for each one of us. Join us today as we look at the Bible, life as a believer in Christ, and how to be relevant as the church reaching out to a modern world with the message of Jesus Christ. Now here's our host, Pastor Kevin Radlin from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Turn the Light On. Pastor Kevin Radlin here from Lighthouse Christian Church in Merritt Island, Florida. We're just so glad that each and every one of you joined us today for the program. We have a lot of great topics that we've been throwing out here at Turn the Light On. We're a topical Bible study slash radio podcast, whatever you want to call it. But, you know, our goal with this podcast is that we want you to learn how to have a real, genuine relationship with Jesus Christ. We want you to fully understand just how much God loves you, who you are in Christ, all these amazing things that the Word of God teaches us and tells us and instructs us to be. We want to help you become that in your walk with the Lord. So I always do the show with a co-host. I've got my favorite co-host of all times, other than my wife, she'll be listening, is Martita Stanton. Welcome to the show, Martita.
Hi, everybody.
It was a good recovery.
Yes, you did good on that one.
Always remember your wife's on the program with
That's
you every now and then.
One.
Yes, absolutely. Love you, honey. Okay, so
wife first, sister second.
There you go. So, you know, we always like to bring a topic to the table, and we like to hang out with you guys and just really dig into the Word on a certain topic, certain things. And, you know, when I'm bringing the topic to the table, I just say, Lord, what do you want us to talk about today? And He whispers something to my heart every time, you know. Same with you. I know the same thing. How's that work for you?
Oh, yeah.
Pretty much same thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Yesterday I was, Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want us to talk about? And He goes, well, what is it that you are going after this year? What is it that is in your heart this year? And I said, oh, I am so hungry.
Right.
And He goes, that's
it. Well, I'm kind of hungry. I haven't eaten yet today, so this will be an easy topic for me. You know, I'm kind of a foodie, okay? I like, you know, different types of foods, desserts, sweets, meat, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I don't eat a lot of seafood. That's one thing I don't like, but anything else, you know, is pretty good for me. And I'll eat a few seafood things, but I'm a foodie. And so that, I can see where that kind of hits in on hunger, because physically, I don't know. It's hard to say that I've ever really been physically starving or hungry. I have personally, but in my life, I've been pretty blessed. I've been to some countries with missions, and I've seen people that are hungry.
Yeah.
And then I've seen people who are hungry for the Lord as well. So, you know, I like this topic. Let's go ahead and break it down. What were you thinking when you pulled
well,
all this
I'm
together?
Well, I'm going to go physically, emotionally, and spiritually.
Oh, okay.
Because
you've been doing that a lot lately. I like it, though.
You're because the truth
spirit,
is...
Spirit, soul, and body.
Yes. We usually leave one out.
Right.
And I want us to become whole.
Sure.
So we need to work on the three parts of our body. Physically, let's be truthful. When you're hungry, I don't know about you, but when I'm hungry, truly, truly hungry, if I'm trying to work or read, it doesn't matter what I'm doing. All I can think of is hamburger and French fries or a good sandwich or rice and beans, you know?
Oh, yeah.
All you think about and you can't concentrate. And you need to take that time out because your body is saying, hey, I'm in need. And the truth is, if I eat just junk food, it doesn't satisfy me, and my body will keep that hunger until I put nutrition in it.
Right.
I need to eat something that the body says, put good gasoline in me.
Sure.
Don't just put the cheap one because I can't function, and then you're tired or...
So you need high test. You want the
yeah,
good
hey,
fuel.
Quality. And look, I've been there where... I remember one time I was anorexic. When I was 20 years old.
Oh, my goodness.
And I had to
do... I
don't
know that I've heard this story.
I was anorexic, believe okay. it or not. I got to 103 pounds.
Wow.
And I was eating a boiled egg a day, or I will boil the hot dog, no bread, no nothing, and I will eat that a day. That was my meal every day. I wasn't eating. And so it started slowly, and I got really bad. And I had to take a class at night. And in this class, I went in one night. It was over 100 people. I come in at the last minute, so I had the last seat. And it was like 10, 15 rows forward. And my stomach was growling. Well, I totally ignored it. But I didn't realize that the whole classroom could hear it. That's how loud it was. And then the teacher, he was speaking. And all of a sudden, you hear rustling from the front all the way.
Yeah.
And then the person in front of me turns around and has a bag of M&Ms. And he says, eat this. And I thought, oh, my God. I was so embarrassed.
That's pretty funny.
I'm like, you can hear that? And they all looked and says, we all can hear your stomach. And I was abusing my body physically.
Sure.
The following week when I came in, there was a lady outside waiting for me.
With a meal?
With a meal. She says, I know you didn't eat. I brought you some food.
Nice.
And I realized, what am I doing? But I just wasn't getting hungry anymore.
Right, right.
And I had all these health issues. And I started back up. Now you look at me and you say, you were anorexic? You would never tell now.
Yeah.
But
for me, I can get hangry at times.
That's
you know, if I don't eat, then I kind of get snippy or things like that. My wife's like, you know, you never see that Snickers commercial? It's like, you're just not yourself. Eat a Snickers.
Yes.
You know, it's like, oh, hey.
Yes.
You know, but I do think physically hunger can cause reactions in our life and the way that we live and what we do. I was on a, I lost 100 pounds in 6-7 months once I was on a feeding tube when my pancreas, I had a major pancreas episode. And was on a feeding tube, and I didn't eat any food for 8 months. And you're right. You lose your whole hunger factor thing, and then you know once you start to eat again, and you recognize what hunger looks like, you're like, oh wow, I've been hungry for a long time, but I forgot what hunger felt like.
Yes.
So you know, I think from a physical standpoint, we can look at hunger and go, it's a trigger for us that we need something in our life. You know, when your stomach was growling, it was saying, I need food. When I was hangry, my attitude was saying, I need food. And I think we can fall into that emotionally and spiritually as well. So what about emotionally?
Tell me a little bit about that. Okay, so we have talked about this before, which is the love tank,
right?
Love is a need that every human being has. We need love. We need to feel secure. We need to feel like we're valuable, that we count for something, okay? And like in the love, we can talk about the 5 love languages just to run over real quick is the acts of service, quality time, physical touch, gifts, and words of affirmation.
Yeah.
We all need it to some level. Some need one more than the other. Let me give you an example. I know of a man years ago, an older man. He was in his 80s, and he was living with his family. And the family, the father said, I don't want him here anymore, and he put him in an assisted living. And he will beg and say, please take me home. Please take me home with my family. And when they didn't, he died within 3 months. A healthy, older man. He said, nobody loves me, nobody wants me around, and spiritually, emotionally, and body-wise, he just gave up, stopped eating, went into depression, and he died. We need to feed each other, loving, respectfully, but we need that. It's a need that is in the body, but it has to be healthy, okay? Like physical, you need nutritious food. Emotionally, you need healthy, emotional, loving
interaction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. And then we go to the spiritual,
which really is what drives the bus.
Exactly.
You know, where's your spiritual walk? Where are you? Are you spiritually hungry?
And like you said, if you get away, if you walk away from the Lord,
right,
you forget to be hungry. Like when we were talking physically. After 6-7 months, you even forgot how to eat. Your body was so used to it. If we walk away from the Lord, we kind of become dead in that section. And we don't even realize sometimes that we have gotten that far out.
Sure. You become desensitized to it. You know, And then the next thing you know, you find yourself in a dry place in the yes. Lord and stuff like that.
Yes.
So yeah, I agree. So,
but little by little, as we start getting back, picking up that Bible and start reading it, or listening to worship music, or reaching out to a friend and starting talking to the Lord about, you know, and then you go back to church. And we can use that as an example, me, that we were just talking a few minutes ago.
Sure.
How I got hurt and I
at
let
church.
Yeah, I got hurt. And mind you, when we talk we get hurt at church, it's not church that hurt me. It was people that hurt people.
Right.
Okay. We blame the church, but it's actually people.
Someone at the church.
Yes. And I walked away.
Usually a leader or someone yes. that's over you or in
yes.
some way. Right.
And then you walk away. I never walked away from the Lord, but I walked away. And
from
little
church.
By little, I was
because
dry.
Of people. Yeah.
Yes. I was dry. I got offended. And I let that push me away from church.
Mm.
And I was dying inside. You know? It was like I didn't feel the love. I didn't feel the connection. I felt like I was being kicked out of my family. And I needed that back up. And I've said it before. It went on for a few years until the Lord sent you back in my life. And we've known each other for over 20 years.
Sure.
And you said this so true when we were talking, because I trusted you, because we had a relationship. I was able to hear you and come back. So what I'm saying is sometimes you need to build a relationship and trust with people for people to trust you.
Absolutely. There's okay. no way around it.
Show me how much you care.
Sure. Don't tell me. Show me.
Exactly. And do it the right way. Don't do it with a wrong motive. Have God's motive in it.
So I want to bring you back. You said that this year was, you know, you said God said to you, what is it that you're really desiring, that you're seeing? You're saying, oh, I'm so hungry for you.
I am.
You know, so we've talked about, you know, physical hunger, and I've been hungry
yeah.
that way, and emotional hunger. I've been starved more emotionally than I've been, you know, seen the hunger side of that, you know, in my life. But spiritually, how can those who are listening today, how can we encourage them to get hungry for God? How can we, you know, what is, you know, that look like for everybody, that individual that's out there? Because the Bible says they that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled. So how do you hunger for God? How are you feeling this new zeal in your life?
I sat down and I realized how I was when I was so much in love with the Lord and I could feel His presence, and I walked away and I thought, Lord, I need to get back to You. And that's the thing. I made the time to worship Him, to go and love on Him, and to sit and receive His love. So to make it in a practical way, I started putting worship music on.
Sure.
And started worshiping the Lord. I picked up the Bible. And in the beginning, I said, you know, let me start little by little. I don't want to go and, oh, I got to read an hour a day. I picked up the Bible. I picked up a book and I just read
every day.
Yeah. And I read a chapter. And sometimes I read just a verse and it spoke to me. And I just thought, okay, Lord, what are You trying to tell me through this verse? I went back to church. Little by little, when I started, it was like one time a month, and then I started more, and the more I did it, the more hungry I became.
Sure.
Because it was like the fellowship, being in the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. So I did my part. I came after Him. And in the Word, it says, draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
That's good.
Okay. And James 4:8 says, come close to God and God will come close to you. He never walked away. I needed to reach out to Him again.
Sure.
And the more I've been doing that, the more my hunger. I was like, I picked up a book the other day at the Bible, just picked one, and I started reading the first chapter, and it was so interesting that 7 chapters later, I looked at the time and I'm like, oh, I need to go to bed. But it was so, I was like,
just get caught up in it.
So into it. that it was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. And that's what I'm saying. The more you do it, the more you want.
Sure.
You know, it's like an addictive thing that I want more because it feels so good. And it brings me that peace and that love that I want. And right. then that is what comes out of me.
Yeah, I can remember when I was first saved, and I can remember being so on fire for God and just so lit with His presence. And I just was like, I would shake and everything. I just, the presence of the Lord would come into the room, and I'd just be like, ooh, ah, you know. Mm-hmm. And my wife makes fun of it in a way, you know. And then somehow we get desensitized, and we seem to lose that in our lives. And I was just, this year, you know, I felt like I was like, just propositioning the Lord, and I'm going, God, I want that back.
Yes.
I want that first love, you know. And I look at the scripture in Revelation. He says, say this to the church at Laodicea. You've lost your first love. And some of you have known the Lord in your life, and maybe you've lost your first love, and you need to get hungry again. You need
yes.
to stir yourself up in your holiest of faith. You need to press in and move past some of the distractions that have happened. And, you know, I can be distracted in the Lord and doing things for God. I can be so busy doing things for God that I don't do things with God instead. And I find myself sometimes as a pastor having to backtrack and go back and go, wait a minute, what's my motive? What's my real purpose? It's to have a relationship with God, and I'm not being hungry for Him. I'm spending all of my time doing stuff in the kingdom. And you know, my phone can start to run my life sometimes because I have counseling appointments. I have this going, that
yes.
going. Got to be here. Got to do this. Got to meet them. Got to go here. Got to, you know, pray for this person or do this. When all the time God's like, make sure you keep me with you. So I think for me, spiritual hunger this year in 2024 is going to be to begin to pull God into everything that I do.
Yes.
And everything that I do. You know, it's like, oh, I got to go mow the lawn. Hey, Jesus, let's go mow the lawn together.
Together. Yes.
You know what I mean? Or I'm going to go surfing. Lord, would you come with me? Would you, you know, make sure that I get all the good waves? You know, I mean, things
yes.
like that. But no, I just want to spend time with Him. And it's hard.
Yeah.
Life can be very pressing, very distracting, very fast-paced and driven for some people. And it's basically this. You know, I look at John 10:27. It says this, that His sheep hear His voice, and He knows them, and they follow Him.
Yes.
You know, are you trying to get God to follow you, and you've lost your spiritual hunger for Him?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you following God and He's directing you, and you're so hungry for Him that He's a part of everything that you do because you're following Him through your day rather than Him trying to interject Himself into your day?
Yes. And, you know, I keep, this keeps coming in my spirit, so I'm just going to share it. Let's give this example. Like, I've been married for 40 years.
Right.
How long have you been married?
34.
Okay.
35.
So we've been married a long time. And we own a business together. So we work a lot.
And we do as well.
Right. So you get to, I love my husband with all my heart, but there's been times where we became working partners.
Right.
And we forget to love each other as a husband and wife.
Right. It's like, are we roommates or are we married?
Yes. And then it's coming to the point to say, okay, I want to, you know, do the laundry, cook, take care of the house, do the paperwork for the business, all that. But then we need to put that to the side, hold hands, and take a walk.
Right.
Loving on each other, being husband and wife, fall in love with each other. And sometimes we have to start working on it again. He brings me flowers. I cook the special meal for him, you know, go take a walk at the beach. So it's falling in love, choosing to go, hey, but I still want to be in love with you, and I need to do those things.
Right.
Working in the emotional part of it, not just doing the services.
Right.
The Lord is the same way. Is, Lord, I want to serve you, but I want to fall in love with you again and I want that loving relationship.
So good.
But again, we need to balance it, because then I'm not saying to you, go do everything for the Lord and leave your family behind.
Right.
Everything is a balance for the spirit, the emotional, and the physical.
Yeah, and the physical, right.
The Lord wants all of you, which means that whatever you're doing, He wants to be part of it.
Sure.
And everything you do, like you said, surfing. I used to play tennis, and I will say, Lord, let's go play tennis. Let's have some fun together, you know? And then I sit down and read the Bible, and I said, show me what you want to tell me. And sometimes I just sit there quietly, and I said, Lord, I just want to sit in your presence.
Right.
And I just want to feel your love, and I want to love on you, just like I do with my husband.
Right.
Or I'll take a walk and say, Lord, let's just go take a walk together.
Sure.
You know, it's not all about studying and getting the knowledge.
Right.
Yes, that's important, but He wants relationship.
Sure. And, you know, we're talking about being so hungry for God today, guys. You're out there. You're doing life. You're
yes.
running, and you're trying to stay ahead of everything. But here's the bottom line. If you're not hungry for a relationship with God, or maybe you don't even know God, you got to start a relationship with Him, and
yes.
you've got to become so hungry, so thirsty that, you know, you can't live without Him. And that's where I want to be. I don't want to be that person that's like, you get to heaven and God's like, I'm sorry, who are you? You
know,
it's like, I want to have intimacy. I want to know God with every aspect of my life. And I want to be so hungry for Him that I'm willing to give up anything. I'm willing to go anywhere. I'm willing to do anything that He asked me to do and stay obedient to Him and press in. And I don't always do this, but I'm wanting to do it more and more. You know, in 2024, as this year is approaching us, we've got a new direction and a new directive from God that we can become so hungry and so filled with Him and His presence that nothing will stand against us. I want to see the glory of God revealed
Amen.
In this world and in my life. And so let's take a quick break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit about.
Hey, have a fence project you'd like to get done? Mike Green with Hercules Fence is available for you at 321-258-9853. Hercules Fence has been in business for 60 plus years. They've been serving Brevard since 1965. There's no job too big or too small. This is Brevard's leading fencing provider. Once again, that's Mike Green with Hercules Fence. 321-258-9853.
Paradise Air and Heat is an amazing sponsor of Turn the Light On. If you have a need for AC repair, you can reach Paul and the Paradise team at 321-459-2665. That's right, 321-459-2665. Located in Merritt Island and serving Brevard, Paradise can do everything from filter replacement to maintenance and even new systems. Thanks again, Paradise Air and Heat, for helping us turn the light on. In the secret, in the quiet hour, I wait only for you. Jesus is coming back. Are you ready? Join us every Thursday night for Discipleship Encounters here at Lighthouse Christian Church. That's right, it's Thirsty Thursday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., and we're spending time learning, encountering, and becoming equipped as believers for the great revival that's beginning to unfold. Come experience the power of the gospel and learn how to share Christ in a modern world. For more information, go to ourlighthouse.net or show up at 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's no cost for this event, and child care is provided.
Yeah. Joyful. Today. Are you 18 to 29 years old? If so, Launch Young Adult Ministries is a place you want to be. We meet every Sunday night at 6:30 in the Double Bubble at Lighthouse Christian Church, 1250 North Banana River Drive. There's fun and fellowship, so come on out as we get you ignited to launch you to where God wants you to be. For more information about Launch, check us out at our website, ourlighthouse.net, or on Instagram at launch_youngadultministries. And I ain't gonna let it slip away.
I'm gonna be joyful. Yes, I am. All right, everybody, welcome back to the program. Once again, thanks to all of our sponsors who help us to bring turn the light on to you each and every weekday morning and through our podcast. Martita, we've been talking about being spiritually hungry and seeking the Lord and just running after Him wholeheartedly. You hit it from a physical standpoint, you hit it from an emotional standpoint, and then we talked about physical, emotional, and spiritual.
That's right.
All three. You know, as a complete person, you know, we really need to be just so hungry for God in every aspect. And even in our physical bodies, our physical hunger can remind us to be hungry for the Lord, and our emotional desires for love and acceptance can also push us to be loved and accepted by God.
That's right. Look, I am so hungry. I'm telling you, I am so hungry to feel the presence of God that nothing else can satisfy me. The more I spend time with Him, the more He shows me how much He loves me. And the more I fall in love with Him, the more I fall in love with Him, the more I get to know Him, the more time I spend with Him. You know, when my family calls, or when you call me on the phone,
sure,
you don't have to say, "This is Kevin." I go, "Hey, Kevin, how you doing?"
What's
Why?
Up?
Because we know each other.
Right.
We have a relationship. My kids, my family, it's the same way. I want that with the Lord. When the Lord speaks, I want to have that relationship so close that I know His voice. And there's no doubt. I want them so bad that I'm going after Him with all I got.
Sure. It's amazing. So I think I just want to take a moment and just pray for everybody as we, you know, as we wrap up the program. I just want to believe for God to just bring a new hunger into your life. So let's pray. Father, I just thank You for everybody who's listening to this program today. And I just pray that Your presence and Your love would reach out to them, and that they would just become so hungry for You, that they would open their Bibles, that they would just begin to pray, they'd begin to seek You again in their life, or maybe even for the first time. For those who've never met You, I pray that You would just show them that You're real, that You would show them that You have a plan and a purpose for their lives, and that You are able to do exceedingly abundantly above all they can even ask or think, according to Your power at work within them. So, Lord, I just know that if they will hunger and thirst for You and for Your righteousness that's only found in Your Son Jesus through the blood that was shed for them, that they will be filled not just with Your presence, but with Your love and Your strength, and they'll know who they are each and every day in the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. So, guys, we hope you enjoyed the program. We'll see you next time on Turn the Light On.
Turn the Light On is a program brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Church in Maryland, Florida. Our service times are on Sunday at 8:30 and 10:30 a.m. We are located at 1250 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island, across the street from Audubon Elementary School. You can reach our office at 321-452-1012 or find us online at ourlighthouse.net.
Thanks for joining us every weekday morning for our radio show, Turn the Light On, at 7:30 on WMIE 91.5 or any of our social media channels. We're excited to see God moving in Brevard County and hope to see you in one of our services or events. Until the next time, thanks for being with us as we turn the light on in our community.